I want to tell you about a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore. It's about interesting family stories and the truth behind them. It's available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
Hey, darling.
We just call him Dan. That's what we call him. It's your Be More
Darlin
to Coffee Club.
Dan.
92.5 WBEE. Our good buddy Dan Mason. Good to see you back in the studio.
Oh, it's great to see you guys.
Oh, that Uh-oh. Microphone sounds horrible.
Uh-oh.
I guess we're going to have to share TJ's mic.
It's great to see you guys.
Some sort of distortion.
that was interesting. So the season kicks off next week.
Next Tuesday, March 31st, 4:05. Gates open at 2:30. The Wings are back, baby.
What is going to happen with your 50-degree guarantee? Have we looked
at how's it looking?
What do you mean what's going to happen?
Are
I guarantee
gonna,
it's going to be 50
it?
Degrees. And if for some crazy reason it's not.
13 Wham says Tuesday will be 47 degrees.
Oh, there's still time.
There's still time.
I think you can make
sun.
It. Because there's, Monday's 53 and Wednesday's 57.
Yeah. I got a chance.
I think you got a chance at this.
I got a chance. This is my year. This is my year, Billy.
Very low chance of rain, and that's the key.
Yeah.
That's the key.
Yes. So, 50 degrees, or if for some crazy reason it's not, any fan with a ticket on opening day will get a free ticket to any game in April or May.
Nice. And you brought over some goodies.
Woo-hoo!
I wish people could smell the studio right now because it smells like a barbecue in here.
Well, this is
so
one
good.
Of our, this is one of our brand new items we're introducing this year at Big Red's or at Spike's Barbecue. A half chicken dinner with coleslaw, and it is, well, you tell the fans how it is.
Well, first of all, the smell, when you walked into the building, before you even walked in this room, I
said, Dan Mason's here.
We knew you were here by the barbecue
smell.
I smell Dan
and his bag of food. So I've been eating it this morning, because you know what? It's never too early for barbecue.
Right.
And it's stinking delicious. It is, like, it's got like this brine on it. And you can tell it's been like charred on the grill.
Yes.
And so nothing says baseball and warm weather like barbecue. So this is my official first barbecue
of the season.
Of the season.
Yes.
So,
I can feel the sunshine metaphorically on me as I eat the barbecue.
I like that.
Is this the first time you've offered this?
First time we've offered the half chicken dinner.
Because
yes.
It seems like that's a gimme for a baseball game.
Oh, yeah. It is delicious, and if you don't want a full half chicken, we are also introducing a new item this year called the barbecue sundae. So it's basically like barbecue in a cup. So it's pulled pork in a cup along with coleslaw and baked beans, and then we drizzle it with barbecue sauce, and then we top it with a chunk of delicious cornbread.
Easy to eat.
That sounds like a chef's kiss right there.
It does.
Oh, my gosh. Dan, what do we got coming on? The first opening day, what is going on as far as, I mean, we got Spikes, we got Mitzi.
We've got me and the boys will be playing live music as fans enter the ballpark.
Is that again, a band or is that actually you and the boys?
It's a band.
Okay.
No, it's not me.
Because I just pictured you, me and the boys.
No.
Like, what?
Nobody wants to see me perform, trust me. And then we've got the first 1,500 fans are going to get a free winter hat courtesy of ESL, but you won't need it because I guarantee
that's
it'll
right.
be 50 degrees.
50 degrees.
And magnetic schedules to the first 5,000 fans. And then baseball, we're taking on the Scranton Wilkes-Barre Rail Riders, which is the Yankees AAA Farm Club. And that'll be happening at 4:05, and then we're home all week. And, of course, your favorite canine will be fetching bats.
Hey!
Bruce the Bat Dog will be fetching bats on Saturday as we play at 1:05. So we're home all week, Tuesday to Sunday, against the Scranton Yankees.
All right, the most important question for your visit here today is, when is Star Wars night?
Star Wars night, we haven't announced it quite yet.
It's happening though, right?
It's happening. Don't worry, it's happening.
Don't leave me hanging.
Don't worry, it is happening, Billy.
I didn't buy that stupid lightsaber for nothing.
No, we can't go a season without Star Wars night.
Okay, just checking. Any other fun ones like that you could talk about?
We're going to do a Bruce and his owner, Josh Snyder. We're going to do a Bruce and Josh bobblehead on July 5th.
Oh.
So that'll be a one to highlight. We're going to be doing a Ernie Clement bobblehead in July.
Nice.
Featuring Ernie in his Brighton High School uniform.
Oh.
And we've got all kinds of other great promos.
Awesome.
And check them out at redwingsbaseball.com.
Dan Mason, thank you so much for stopping by. Here you go, people. We are getting intense. We're getting ready. You guys over there doing jumping jacks, getting ready for the competition. Getting warmed up.
Oh, yeah.
It is 1 second country. We're going to play snippets of country songs, 1 second snippets of country songs, and we're going to see who ends up winning today. Hope is in the lead, though. 5 wins this season to TJ's 3.
Yeah. I'm trailing.
How you feeling? You good?
I'm feeling good.
You feel clear-headed?
I do. Dan Mason brought in some protein. So now my blood sugar's up where it needs to be. Everything is stable.
All right.
We're in the year 2026.
We are in the year 2026.
Music-wise.
So these are very, very current songs.
Great.
All right. And remember, you have to name the title of the song. I don't care if you know the artist, the title. Here's song number one.
Cowgirl.
Oh, my goodness. She's good.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean... at this game.
Okay.
What?
Here comes song number two.
Mama tried.
What did you say?
Country song, Hardy.
That's my country song.
Nope.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
It is favorite country song is the name of the song.
That's my country. Okay. Chicken
fried, mama tried.
All right.
So, I don't get a half a point?
No, because you need the title of the song. I'm not feeling generous with the half points today.
Damn.
You either get it or you don't.
I don't like you when
you
have
either get
protein.
One of these.
Go back to your bird food.
Or you get one of these. One or
go
the other.
Go back to your bird food.
Rude. All right. Song number three.
She's in Texas.
Oh? You had it. You just couldn't get it out of your mouth.
It was so bad.
You
okay.
were so ready. Okay, what do you got? Two zip.
Mm-hmm.
Or song number three. Or I'm sorry, song number four.
20 cigarettes.
Oh my gosh.
That was a gimme.
Okay.
All right, the last one. Now you can't win. But
right.
You can take some of the wind out of her sails.
Amen. Shaboozy, Jelly Roll.
Very good. You crushed it today.
I've never heard. Okay.
You've never heard this?
No, I hadn't heard the. I hadn't noticed that. Right. I'm just really bad at this game.
All right. Well, that's another one. Another one in the books. Another one for Hope.
She now leads the series
6-3. It's early in the year. It's early in the season.
It is.
Now, the question is, what do we do from this point? Because we started in the 90s. And every week we went another year. So we have gone to 2026.
Do we go back to
the 90s?
No. Or do we? Is it like 2026, 2025, 24, 23, 22, 23?
Why don't
we go back in reverse? And
why don't you change it up and just do it one from several
random.
Different years?
Just make it random?
Yes.
Okay, we will do a random round next week and we'll see if you guys get any of them. Does that work?
Yes, it does.
All right. I'm going to offer a service. And someday I might charge for the service. But for you, Hope, this time it's free.
Okay.
I'm going to offer up a service where if you need to get out of something, I will call you at a specific pre-designated time. And if you need to leave, you can leave.
What are you doing 3:10 on Saturday?
We'll find out. It's your B Morning Coffee Club, 92.5 WBEE.
So my family, my extended family, so aunts, uncles, cousins, have decided that we're going to do some forced family fun this weekend.
Yes.
Taking a page out of TJ's book.
Nice. Yep. What are you guys doing?
They want to go to a hotel in Henrietta.
Okay. And do what?
Hang out at the hotel. So okay. I think there's a pool. They're like, we can all hang out by the pool, enjoy each other's company, blah, blah, blah. Well, then I find out that my aunt is bringing in a special secret guest to lead a group activity.
Oh, boy.
At 3:00 on Saturday and said, nothing else.
A secret guest to lead an activity.
A group activity at 3 p.m.
Oh, man. That could be like
here's
anybody.
All the wacky things. You could end up making balloon animals.
Like, who could it be?
You could end up doing some yoga thing with monkeys or something.
Like, And what this is a guest thing at a...
This is a range of ages because my cousin is 12 years older than me and he's got kids. So we're talking like 7 to 65 is like the age group that this group is going to be. So
have you guys done this family gathering at a hotel before?
No.
Have you done guest surprise guests?
No.
That's...
We have not.
Okay. I'm going to go.
You know
I'm
who it could
go.
Be?
Yeah. Who?
It could be anybody.
I'm going to go out on a limb and I'm going to say there's an announcement that's going to be made.
An announcement?
Is there anybody in this group that is single and or engaged?
No.
So it's not like, surprise.
Nobody's going to be pregnant. Nobody's going to be getting married.
I was thinking like Father Joe's here because, you know, me and Joe are getting married. And then all of a sudden you guys are at the wedding. Because I've heard of weddings that have happened like this where it wasn't supposed to be a wedding. It was supposed to be like a getaway for a bunch of friends. And then all of a sudden, poof, surprise. And that way they just invited their friends,
the
very small group of people.
The only people who would be doing that would be me and Mallory, which we are not
doing.
It's
not you guys. Okay.
Well.
Or are you?
It's been,
we are not.
Like,
okay.
I have, I've been to a birthday party / wedding, but it was at a VFW. And
Cornell.
Yeah. So, and they serve Chex Mix for both.
Oh, I love the VFW gigs. When I go out and host stuff, I just love being there.
VFW is awesome.
It's great. Yeah.
Play pull tabs.
Yeah.
Play the jukebox, yes. Play pool.
Personal bar.
It's awesome. Yes. It's affordable and I guess a great place to have a birthday party / wedding too.
I think there could be a clown.
Oh, I hope not. I hate clowns.
Oh, that would be great.
My safest guess, if I had to like put money on it, would be that it's going to be like a painting person because my meemaw was a painter. So if I had to guess, it would be someone who's coming in and is going to like do a painting instruction for all of us to do like a group activity.
Like, where are you going to do it in this hotel?
Well, that's the other thing is I have no idea where.
They have those big rooms. Somebody just texted in. They are selling something.
They're going to make you sit through one of those.
Amway. It's going to be an Amway presentation.
An Amway. What's that?
They're going to be like, let me tell you about this timeshare. You sit here. We'll let you paint as soon as you hear about my timeshare.
Amway is a, they sell products. Everything you would use in your house. But they sell it. So you're like selling to your friends. And instead of giving your money to the grocery store or to Wegmans or whatever, you're buying things through your friend. It's like a catalog thing.
Mm-hmm. And I will tell you what, Texter, just on the side note here, I am also staying at a hotel for a couple days somewhere around here because we can't afford to go on vacation either for spring break. Billy, same.
We're talking about it, yeah.
And this Texter's like, oh my gosh, we're staying at a local hotel too, just to be like, hey, so, we're not home, it's a vacation.
Yeah, so all this forced family fun, you're just, oh, this is going to be interesting. Now I'm dying to know what the activity
is. It's giving
me
agita. I'm like, can you just tell me? Why does it got to be a secret?
Here's what I'll do for you. I gave you my special free rate, the promotional Billy Kid phone service. First call will be free. So what time? 3:05?
3:10.
3:10. And
we'll
that
give
way,
them a couple minutes to get started.
If you need to leave, you could be like, oh, hold on. I got to take this. Hello? Yeah? Okay. I'll be right there. Oh, my boss just called. I'm really sorry. I got to go. There's your out.
I got to run to the station. You exactly. Don't
Every week on the Moth Podcast, you'll hear true stories that will intrigue you, inspire you, and make you laugh.
He said, is there anything in your diet that might be spiking your blood sugar? I said, sometimes I eat pizza until I'm unconscious. He said, I think that might be it.
For real stories live on stage from comedians, astronauts, accountants, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.